It's Wake Up Borderland here on 93.1 The Border. I'm Jonathan Price. And earlier this morning, I told you about the Canadian Cancer Society Northern Ontario campaign and a fundraising event that I felt honored to have been invited to last night. And it showcased the generosity of this community, and it showcased some amazing technology that is in the works to make things better when it comes to cancer treatment and diagnosis in our region. And the MC of the event was John Homer. You may know him from Causeway Insurance, but he has become a local MC at a lot of these important events. Good morning, John.
How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing well. First of all, can we talk a little bit about the feeling of the room last night? It was at Flint House, hosted by Dwayne and Grace Cridlin, local stepping up in a big way.
It's quite exciting right from when we walked in the doors. It was awesome to be around a group of people like that again. You know, in the last year and a half, that really hasn't happened. To have so many business owners in there and people that were in positions that they could give to this great cause was a good thing right off the start. And we had people there from the Cancer Society that were awesome. And we had you guys from the press there. I was very, very honored to be asked to MC it by Dwayne. Dwayne and I are very good friends. We've been through a lot of stuff with cancer. I was the MC of the Relay for Life for 10 years, and he was co-chair with my wife Cindy. Cancer to us and trying to raise money, it's not a new thing for us. It's something we've done in the past together.
Before we get to the generosity of the people in the room, as your understanding as somebody who helped keep the event moving a little bit, can you tell us about the Northern Ontario campaign?
It was new to me a couple weeks ago. Dwayne and Grace brought it to me. They're the ones spearheading it in partnership with the Canadian Cancer Society. There's so many struggles. My dad went through it in 2006 and 2005 and died of brain cancer. We could talk about many people in the North that have been going through it. It's very hard and costly because the treatment, like Amy from the Cancer Society said, is can be hundreds of miles away and where you need to go. So this whole campaign is to keep the money in the North to help with those struggles, as well as Dr. Resnick that you had mentioned this morning about new research so that we can catch these things quicker. I don't know if we can come up with a cure anytime soon, but help to manage it just to make it better for everybody. Because unfortunately, like I say, my dad died in 06 of brain cancer, and who knows, if he would have had it today, they might have caught it earlier and he might still be here, right?
And we face so many unique challenges when it comes to diagnosing cancer, treating it. And so that's why the Northern Ontario campaign has been started by the Canadian Cancer Society. Obviously, it spoke to so many people who were there last night, business owners and people that just wanted to help out this important cause. Can you talk a little bit about the people that they opened their hearts and they opened their wallets in a big way last night?
It wasn't just about the money, like you say.
No.
You know, we've all been affected. I probably could have went around to every single person in the room, including the servers and the bartenders. And I bet you there's not a person in that room that wasn't affected in some way with a coworker, a mother, a father, a kid, children. It happens to anybody, right? What is it? 2 in 4 now will have cancer, according to what the Cancer Society lady was telling me last night. You've got these people in the room. We had one guy come up and handed an $11,000 check and couldn't get through his speech because it was emotional because he had lost his wife back in 2014. And then to have the daughter step up and finish his speech, like, it brought a tear to my eye for sure. It was Doug Cuthbertson. He was the one that presented the check. I talked to him later in the night, and it was all about this money's been earmarked, but there hasn't been the right place, and it didn't feel right. And then being there last night and knowing that this money's going to stay in the North and knowing how it affected his family firsthand, he just said this was the right thing to do.
Well, and his late wife, Connie, we are certainly no stranger to her at 93.1 The Border, as she used to have a regular feature with Northwoods Gallery and Gifts.
Yeah, and we had people all the way from Rainy River that came. Marty Krieger from Krieger Sales and Service handed a $2,000 donation because he battled in 2008. And due to research and everything, he's still here and he was at that event last night.
I know that we talked about Dwayne and Grace Cridlin, who have been helping spearhead this initiative. They hosted the event last night. They stepped up in a huge way as well, didn't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, because I was emceeing, I was privy to what their donation was going to be. Dwayne spearheading it in his philosophy is, you know what, I better step up in a big way if I want other people to put the money where the mouth is. To donate $100,000 was absolutely phenomenal. That's life-changing money here. That's something that will make a big difference. And then to have New Gold step up and match it right after
yes.
that was also phenomenal.
There was also a $25,000 donation, wasn't there?
Kim Metke, yes, previous owner of PharmaSave.
And I noticed that we've left someone out, and I'll be the one to say it. You and your lovely wife, you donated $40,000 to this cause.
Me and my wife talked about it. What could we do? And it was really important to us. It's affected us both personally. We've got relatives that are battling cancer. To us, it was really, really important. But when you've got a cause like this that affects all of the towns in the North and the First Nation communities and everybody else, and those people have all supported myself and my wife when we bought Causeway in 2018. So if we can give back back and support them in this way that is such a big deal.
You know, we talk about these big, impressive donations, and that's exactly what they are. But in speaking with Dwayne last night, he said, you know, it doesn't matter the amount people can give to the Canadian Cancer Society Northern Ontario campaign. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it up on our website, a link that will give people the opportunity to donate any amount that they want.
Make it very clear to people that this isn't over. At the end of the night, we walked away with an estimated over an excess of $300,000 raised last night. In total, with that number, I think we're somewhere between $650,000 and $700,000, and they're trying to hit $2 million. Obviously, we don't want to put a cap. If we can do $5 million, that's great, right? But at the end of the day, it's not over. If somebody else wants to donate, there's nobody that this doesn't affect.
John Homer from Causeway Insurance. He was the MC last night at a fundraising event at Flint House for the Canadian Cancer Society, relatively new Northern Ontario campaign. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your generosity. Again, like you said, this is just the beginning of a cause that means a lot to all of us.
Absolutely, and thank you.